So he get home, right? All the heads of his gnomes been already knocked off. His wife, she's screaming, kid is under stair. It's a bloodbath, mate, though not blood exactly. Bits of painted garden ornament, but still a ruddy mess, mate.
Good heavens. And all for...
You're right. All for giving second prize Knickerbocker Glory Metropole Pete. Ice cream people no soft, Inspector. They're animals. You know, Scoop.
What? The ice cream scoop?
Hey, you know why it's that size? That exact size and shape and handle and everything?
No.
Scoop your eye out, mate.
Oh! Stop. Oh, look, how is he now, the poor chap?
Oh, he got twitch. He don't say much. Don't say a raspberry ripple much, mate. Don't say okey pokey. Show him tin Del Monte fruit salad. He fall down, curl up like dead.
Oh,
sir! Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You all right, sir?
Oh, of course. Yes. I'm very well, thank you, Sergeant. You seem a bit more cheerful this morning, Brunswick.
I am, sir. Bring it in, Twitten.
Yes, sir.
I expect you're wondering what's in that sack, sir.
Well, if you say so.
It's the hole, sir.
What?
It's the hole from last Saturday night's raid on Gould's Bank. The robbers must have buried it under the stones behind the bandstand, and then when they came back to dig it up, they found Vince had put up his Punch and Judy right on top of it.
Hence all the efforts to get you to move, you see, Mr. Vince. Nothing to do with a rival for Maisie at all. They needed to get to the buried treasure.
You mean I've been standing on top of that for a week? Blimey, Riley.
Quite. I mean, you've really recovered the money?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm astonished. Did you guess this, Brunswick? It wasn't an accident.
I just put two and two together, sir. It was the fact that Vince didn't pitch the tent till last Sunday that made me think of the loot from the robbery, sir.
Oh, that's terribly clever.
Thank you, sir.
Really smart.
Well...
No. I wish I had a mind at work like that. I mean, didn't I actually tell you it wasn't a police matter, Vince?
I was on the wrong lines too, sir, if that's any consolation.
Which it isn't, thank you, Twitten, but thank you all the same. Anyway, well done, Brunswick.
Morning, dears.
Morning,
oh, what you got there, Sergeant Brunswick? Did you find what you were looking for on the beach?
Mrs. Groynes happened to come along last night when we were staking out the tent, sir.
That's a booth, mate.
I meant the booth, sir.
Oh, so what was there? The crown jewels?
Look, Mrs. Groynes.
Oh, blimey.
Of course, we don't know who buried it there.
Well, you can't have everything.
Oh, a celebration is in order, I think.
To Luigi's for ice cream, sir.
Oh, well, I'll just consult Vince. Luigi's, good idea. I mean, I was thinking of placing him third. Would he take that badly, do you think?
Luigi. Luigi. Mm. I don't call him Two Scoop Luigi for nothing.
Oh.
Ha! You like this? Wait. I do the Punch and Judy.
Oh.
Right. This him, right? And this you, right?
This one, Tim, yes?
That's the way to do it. Ratbag, policeman, dodgy taste buds, horse face.
Oh, dear.
And this is you.
No, please, don't bother.
I not see. My ratbag policeman life fall over.
Oh.
Help.
Help.